When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Is not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be.
That was Christy King singing a song made famous by Cincinnati native Doris Day. Christy King, thanks for talking with us tonight.
You bet. This is exciting.
Well, you're the star of the Que Sera Celebrating Doris Day musical review, which premiered in 2011. Share the story of how your career led you to this part and your work with producer Joan Merrill.
Well, I've been singing professionally for 45 years. My mom was a singer, so she got me started. And probably around the time I turned about 19 or 20, people would say, gosh, you kind of sound like Doris Day. And then right after that, they'd usually say, and you know, if you had blonde hair, you'd even look like her. I did know who she is because my mom always played her music, and I loved her voice, the voice of an angel, and I would sing along to her songs. So I knew who she was, and I was constantly being complimented that I looked and sounded like her, which was such an honor. And then as I grew older, it started happening even more. So now we'll flash forward about 30 years, and I'm in Palm Springs, California, which is where I lived for many years, and I was singing just as myself, as Christy King, my rhythm and blues music in a nightclub there in Palm Springs. And Joan Merrill, who I had never met before, was in the audience. And after the show, she came up to me and she said, my gosh, she said, you know, I've never listened to this kind of music ever in my whole life. I'm a jazz enthusiast. I've been in the jazz field. I've managed jazz artists, Carmen McRae. She's worked with all these people. And I have to say, you got me hooked on this music, and I love your voice, but you know who you remind me of? And I said, probably. And she said, no, no, you'll never guess. I said, oh, I bet I will. And she goes, okay, guess. And I said, Doris Day. And she said, oh, my gosh, yeah, and you look like her. I said, I know, I've heard this all my life. And she said, well, you know what? I've been looking for you all my life. And that's how it started. She said, have you ever considered doing a tribute show? And I had. But she just really made it happen. I mean, obviously financially she made it happen. And then she's a writer. I don't know if you know that about her, but she's an author. She's written 4 books now. So we just became instant friends, and we've been friends ever since. And it only took us really a couple of years to get it together and start the show. And here we are, like 3 years later.
Could you talk about some of the songs you perform and the costumes that you wear and the audience response?
Well, that's my favorite part, of course, is the looks on their faces when I come out in these gowns, because we've picked gowns that totally are something that she would wear. I mean, I don't have, obviously, her exact costumes, but they're very similar and they're totally Doris Day. I have these different wigs. I do 3 wig changes with every era. Because the show starts, to answer your first question, is at the beginning of her career. So we started right around really 1948 when she did her first movie. So that's when she had long hair, and I have that wig. And then we roll through the songs. We start with just a small version of Que Sera, and then we go into Sentimental Journey. Then I do Lullaby of Broadway, Teacher's Pet, Pillow Talk, Secret Love. The show, we do 22 of her biggest hits. So we walk through in chronicle order. Joan has written the script, so it starts at the beginning and talk about pieces of her life, personal and professional, and match each song and each movie with that. So everybody's just going along for this ride. And it's incredible. You see people in the audience singing, of course, every word to every song. And if they're 90 years old, they remember every single word. Some people are crying. Some people get very emotional. And with the costumes and the wigs and the songs and the quartet, it's really, really great show. And for me, it's just a complete thrill. I'm not tired of it yet, and I don't think I ever will. As a matter of fact, I actually think I'll be performing this show when I'm 90.
Speaking of which, Doris Day was born in Cincinnati on April 3rd, 1924, and we'll be
celebrating
her 90th birthday this coming Thursday.
I'm so excited.
Turner Classic Movies is having a whole day movie marathon, and there's...
Yeah.
She's got a new book coming out.
They have a three-nighter at her hotel, Cypress Inn, with overnights in the rooms. People get to bring their animals. They're going to have music and an auction of some of her things, and it's a whole weekend. I tell you, I wanted to go so bad, I could hardly stand it. Not that she would be there, but just to be in her place and to celebrate it with her. But unfortunately, because of family commitment, I can't go. But it's actually the weekend of her birthday, and that's exciting.
She lives in Carmel Valley in California, and she has the Doris Day Animal Foundation.
Oh, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Honestly, beside her beauty and her talent, that's probably my favorite thing about her, is her compassionate heart towards animals. This is her, I believe, 36th year. I think last year she celebrated 35 years that she started the Animal Foundation. I mean, she's been spaying and neutering pets forever and ever and ever, but she started the foundation, and then she moved on to different types of animals. I mean, she rescues owls, birds. Now she's rescuing horses. I'm sure you know about that. She has a horse rescue mission in Texas where they rescued over 100 Mustangs. Still at this age that she's doing this and saving animals and making sure they have homes. And I love her so much for that. What a heart.
Well, to back up a little bit, some people may not know who Doris Day is. Could you maybe talk about her career just a bit and why she's so special?
We're making sure that a lot more people know about her, that's for sure, because we have a lot of younger people that come to our shows. Younger people, Lee, they know Que Sera Sera. They've heard it. Que Sera. They know it when they hear it. They're, oh, my grandmother sang it to me, or my mom, or they've seen it on a classic movie channel. So actually more people than you would probably think, younger people, they do know who she is. And for those that don't, we're trying to educate them. And yeah, she started out as a dancer. There's a great autobiography that's actually approved by her. You know, it's all facts and it's her story, her real story. And I think it's actually called Discovering Doris. There's a whole bunch of them, but that's the main one. So that would be a great book for people to read if they really want to get to know her. But she started as a dancer. Then she had this horrific accident. While she was recuperating, she laid in bed and started singing, and then everybody started flipping out over her voice, and then she got asked to screen test for a movie, which was her first movie, and that was Romance on the High Seas with Jack Carson, who she actually was seeing at the time, which is kind of interesting. And then from there, she just started getting all these movies and, of course, singing in all the movies. Years later, when she did Lullaby of Broadway, that's when she finally got to dance again. She was completely rehabilitated to the point where in that movie, she actually danced up and down a huge flight of stairs. Pretty incredible. Even the choreographer told her afterwards, which we talk about in the show, she told Doris, she said, I don't even think I could have done that myself. All they got to do is turn on Turner Classic, like you said, on her birthday, and there you'll have it. I'm not going to miss it, I can tell you that. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here looking at my collection. I've got just about every every movie and every record.
What do you think her legacy is going to be?
Personally, I think it's probably going to be the Animal Foundation, really. She's got the most beautiful velvet voice, and she's beautiful and has been beautiful her entire life and still is. And that's all great, and her movies will live on. She's an icon. She's a legend, period. But to me, probably her greatest legacy will be all of the precious animals that she has saved and loved and nurtured and cared for and paid for. She's given pretty much everything for her CDs and records. It all goes to the animals.
Thanks for speaking with us tonight.
You're welcome. Anytime, if it's about Doris Day, I love her.
Well, I've been talking with Christy King, who's the star of the Que Sera Celebrating Doris Day musical review produced by Joan Merrill. You'll find a link to Doris Day's 90th birthday celebration and Christy King at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Why did I fly?